To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It's the 22nd of August, 2022. We're going to get you caught up with the best technology news that went on over the weekend. Not a lot of it, but we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Something that we didn't get to cover on Friday, but well, we're going to cover it now. And in case you haven't done it, go do it. This is all for you iOS users out there. 15.6.1, go grab it now. That is if you care anything about security. Yes, unless you've been living under a rock, you probably have already heard about iOS 15.6.1 for your iPhone and iPad. And according to Apple, it provides important security updates. And it is recommended that all users download it and install it immediately. So why are we so vulnerable? Well, apparently an application could execute a code with kernel privileges. That's the first vulnerability. The second one was actually in a WebKit. You know, the browser engine that Safari and third-party browsers use on iOS? What this vulnerability did, it's processing malicious crafted web content that actually may lead to code execution. AKA, a hacker could get in and steal your stuff. Now, Apple is promising that the iOS 15.6.1 update will close these security flaws, which is why they are recommending you do it immediately. Unless you just like living on the tech edge. Well, it's not even here yet with Netflix's ad-supported service, but more juicy details are coming out. Of course, it was a big deal last week saying, hey, you won't be able to download anything and watch offline. Kind of a given. You know, ads need a connection to the internet so they know what to serve you. However, though, there might be a silver lining here. Seems that some may not have commercials at all, particularly kids programming. According to some sources over at Bloomberg, Netflix may not run ads during original movies, or at least when they first premiere on the platform. Now, that may not have a lot to do with you and I. That may have a lot to do with filmmakers. Not a lot of filmmakers, particularly with their product that they're giving to the platform, would like to see ads in its first run. And as far as the children goes, well, Netflix has been doing a little low-level survey to parents, saying, would you approve of your kids seeing ads in their content? Yeah, pretty much everybody said, no. No, we wouldn't. We're actually hearing from Netflix side, it says serving commercials to kids might be more trouble than it's actually worth in the end. Well, remember Google paying that $170 million for violating the children's online privacy protection? Yeah, remember that? Something I'm sure Netflix definitely doesn't want to get into, especially when money is it's a little on the low side over there. Now, of course, none of this is concrete yet. Heck, the ad tier service isn't concrete yet. But all indications, it still will be launching in the first quarter of 2023. And finally, speaking of streaming services, how about HBO Max? Well, it wasn't going to the max yesterday, was it? For anybody who was trying to watch House of the Dragon, I'm sure that's most of you Game of Thrones fans out there, yeah, it crashed on you. And apparently, HBO wasn't really ready for this either. They thought, well, Wonder Woman, The Matrix, Westworld, heck, they all held up. I guess they weren't planning on the power of Game of Thrones fans. Now, granted, there were a few people that were streaming the episode with no problems. Most said when they started up the app, it crashed on them immediately. Most of these reports come from Twitter, Reddit, a lot of other social media destinations, you know, where people are pissed and they take to there and say, hey, what were you thinking, HBO Max? Now, HBO did issue a statement saying that The House of Dragon is currently being viewed by millions on HBO Max, but we are aware of a small portion of users attempting to connect and are having issues. Actually, HBO tried to point out most people are on probably a Fire TV or a Fire Stick. We'll have to wait and see if that's actually true. In any case, HBO said they were resolving the issues as much as they could for the impacted users, and by the time of the airing of this podcast, it looks like everything is okay in the House of the Dragon. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, please send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out the official British Tech Network website, britishtechnetwork.com. New episodes just posted of The Big Show and The Mac Show. Grab them while they're still hot off the press. Also, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech, but definitely come to our BTN community at our Slack room. Join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. We'll be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. Hope your week starts out well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting The News Show.